one here that's under 10,000 feet, that's under a quarter acre that got approved, that I've seen.
On the approved side, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, only one.
But if you
I don't
set
know about
it at
you
half,
guys, but I still like the half acre deal.
If you set it at a half, you're
well, you just teed me outside then.
68% of those applications that were approved.
Well, we could just make it an acre, and then we wouldn't have to hear so many. I mean, that's what you're basically you're going to get into.
Those paintings.
The bigger you make it, the less application you're going to have.
Well, I mean,
when is the next
we're not going to vote on the size or anything tonight.
It's oh, no, it's no, April. No, it's just for two, for yeah, for yeah. The one other thing to think of, that if you're worried about the size, is that, like I explained, I don't know if you caught on, that if they amend their lot, if they have more than one or two or three, now their new lot meets the criteria, they technically could apply. But now, because of the wording of the 1 through 8, does it conform to the residential area? Now that lot really doesn't. It's too big, exactly. So now you could say, no, this was platted out as this, it used to be this. Now the new lot really does not conform to all these other lots,
right.
And there's your reason,
yeah.
This factual, by just looking at it.
Yeah, you have other lots in that subdivision where the owner has bought three lots.
Yeah.
By amendment
yeah.
One because of the tax purposes.
Correct. Well, they do that. Yeah, and not to pay the HOA dues. And
well, they do that too. But
if they wanted to buy two or three just to be able to apply for nightly rental, that would make it over the size. But then the way that Travis has worded that, it won't fit.
Cool off.
They could make application, but we could deny it.
Correct. Absolutely. And there's fair enough reason because that one.
I'm going to lobby for a quarter acre when the time comes.
Do you want to talk about that?
The only one under a quarter acre is the Branch of the Creek, and if that one doesn't get back to being a night rental.
Yeah, I wasn't there, so. So at the township meetings, we're taking minutes and.
Well, I haven't taken any minutes, but we're taking notes on all these requests, and we're going to get a lot more of those.
Okay, so
we're doing a roll call.
I do the roll call. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you haven't been to one yet.
No.
So, yeah, I'll open the meeting because you guys are out in the crowd, and I just open it, and I do a roll call, and then I just go into the agenda of the PowerPoint real quick, and then we have some boards that Presley's built up front that I referenced to, and then just start taking questions, and we break out to looking at the maps, which I brought all the maps tonight in case somebody came because we had it on the agenda. And
the first one I went to is just like it always was. The people that show up is the people that have a dull axe.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, but at the end, luckily it worked out last time, but we need to have enough people there to motion to adjourn.
Correct, yes. Yeah, and then we'll just adjourn when we get all done. We'll collect all that information, and then April the 12th, I don't know that we'll have to have another meeting. We may have to pull one the week before to do what we're doing now. Just as no vote, but just talk about all these requests we get so that when we get to April the 12th, I can have recommendation.
Thank you.
You know,
don't want to do that.
Just basically present the changes to you guys and then have the public hearing.
I think April the 12th, I'll be able to make a better decision. I'll be older by then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but are we
going to? I wanted to talk about your level of maturity.
Are we going to be together anymore besides the township meeting? We won't be before we have to make a vote.
That's why I was going to say a week before our April 12th meeting, we can post an agenda. We'll start looking at a date. And I just thought of that today.
I would feel better to be able to have a good discussion again before we all vote on it the next week.
We have a couple of township meetings that if we get done fast, we can sit there and talk about it. Until you guys say we're ready to go. If we have one that's lightly attended, we can start working over some of these.
Yeah.
But I do feel like we're probably going to have a meeting sometime that week before the 12th, so everybody look at their calendar, and it won't have any vote. It'll just be we'll post the agenda and put it on the website, and we'll sit in here and talk it out.
I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but I would feel better about it.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's a good idea. I mean, the more discussion you get, well, the better, hopefully the better decision we can make.
Very good. Good conversation.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll do that.
All in favor? Say aye. Meeting adjourned.